We're all connected, but sometimes people want to keep their connections private. Take, for instance, a politician who doesn't want to seem connected to a certain lobbyist. Or a corporation that doesn't want the public to know who's on their board. In Chile, a new platform called Poderopedia has just been launched, and its goal is to make those connections more transparent. It's a crowdsourced map of business and political power in Chile. Journalist Miguel Paz founded Poderopedia.
Basically, Jim, what we do is that we create a small basic profile, and afterwards we add all sorts of connections that are worthwhile for people to understand. As an example, you have to understand that in the U.S. you had the debate of the 1%. In Chile, it's actually 0.1%. There's five schools where 50% or a little more of the politicians and businessmen went to those schools. So who's your family? What's your last name? Who are your relatives? Where did you study? At what university did you attend to? Are you a member of a political party or not? Do you own a company? Do you own more than one company? Do you give money to foundations? To which foundations? Are you a member of a private club or a religious group? Those are all the things that we try to track. And we try to track also the connections between the most influential people, companies, and institutions. So let's say, for example, our president owns a helicopter with a businessman who happens to be a really good friend of his. And that same businessman is the owner of one of the biggest tech companies in the country that is also a technology provider for the government. And he's also one of the investors of the startup of one of the sons of the president. So those are the things that we try to map and show using public information, information that has been published by media, and also information that gets sent by Poderopedia users that we check before posting.
Can I ask you a practical question? Where does this information come from? You talk about people sending it in. You talk about, on the website, you talk about crowdsourcing. But I'm not sure that I understand who has the ability to offer information to Poderopedia and how you make sure it's accurate information.
For example, I'm not going to say the name of the person because I don't want to embarrass him, but one high-profile member of the government spent one entire day sending information about his profile because he saw that his profile didn't have enough information. And for us, that's actually a good thing, to actually have somebody that is a high-profile person to send that information is important. Of course, we have to be twice as thorough on checking if whatever he's sending or she's sending is true and it's not just a public relation operation. But we receive information from many, many sources, people that work in the government, journalists that sometimes write stories about people or companies and they don't get published in their newspapers. They know that we support, professional secrecy, so they send us that information and we check it again. And there's also basic things like I suggest a connection between this guy and that guy because those people are related because of this, and showing the source. We always try to help people through the forms that we provide to help them, send information as vetted as possible.
I should think that it would be a kudo for your Poderopedia that prominent people want now to make sure that the information about them is on your site. It suggests that people are using it and noting the connections.
Yes, I mean, for us, transparency is a big issue. Poderopedia is a tool to promote transparency and a healthier society for everybody. And we don't try to discriminate between, rich people or poor people or influential people or not influential people when it comes to using the platform. We created it with a basic purpose, since we are journalists, to actually save a journalist some time on their fact-checking or on their pre-reporting. But also we created it for citizens to have more information and cut information asymmetry, so they can understand who is who in a matter that affects them.
Speaking of transparency, who is the we that does the checking? When you get new information, you said we check to make sure that it's accurate. Who's we in that sentence?
We in right now is two people because our organization is very small. It's Monica Ventura, who is the chief researcher and the chief content provider in Poderopedia. She works on that every day, full time. And the other part of we, it's me, that I spend half of my day writing and adding information to Poderopedia and fact-checking information that we receive from our users.
What does it look like when you come to the Poderopedia website?
It's kind of like a big directory. It has a front page where we show you a couple of profiles, kind of like a showcase, and then you can browse by person, you can browse by directories of companies or institutions, or you can check from A to Z, and also you can check through connections. And whenever you go to a profile page, you'll have a small profile, like a little biography at the beginning. Then you have a spreadsheet of connections. You know, if this person has a family, has a business, who is connected to, then if it's a big company or a high profile, a very high profile person, it'll have a longer newsworthy profile. You will also have a map of connections, which is a map that opens up in a new window and shows you all the connections of that person in a more visual way. Also, if there's any documents that are related to that company or the institution or that person, you'll see the documents there. And also you'll see a tab that is about the sources we use for all the information that is being published.
We interviewed Julian Assange not long ago of WikiLeaks. He told us he fears for the well-being of people who work for him. Do you have any fears like that? Are you afraid they'll come after you for doing this?
It is something that concerns us because this year Poderopedia will launch an intense campaign of creating Poderopedia chapters in other countries. So we're speaking with different organizations from Latin American countries in places where life is very much at risk for journalists, such as Mexico, Central America, Colombia, and Venezuela. So security at that moment will be a top priority, especially for the people who are there. Also, you have to understand that our team and myself, we've been working as journalists and working with the information since 15 years. We've already had our shares of liability lawsuits or threats and you know, people getting mad at what we publish and everything. So we're not new in the neighborhood and we're kind of used to those things happening. Of course, in Chile, the higher risk is a lawsuit. In other countries, the really big risk is somebody going by your radio or your house and throwing a bomb from a riding motorcycle.
Poderopedia founder Miguel Paz speaking from his office in Chile.